It's quite simple, really. Just a matter of deduction. I noted the torn corner of the Strand magazine by the front gate, but it wasn't this month's current issue. No, it was last month's, so obviously a second-hand edition. There were only two possible people that could have been standing at that gate, but who couldn't afford the current edition of that Strand. And, of course, the bootblack can't read. Ergo, you were the witness. No, not at all. Deduction is a science. I've written a monograph on the subject. I've already written 23 monographs on different aspects of deduction. But that is neither here nor there. The point is that I know everything I need to know about you just through careful observation and deductive reasoning. And that is how I know you will provide the evidence I need to secure my client's release. I can tell you have other things on your mind than the wheels of justice. It's elementary, really. Your line of sight is just at the swell of my dimpled cheeks. This suggests you want to look me in the eye. You know you should be looking me in the eye, but you are drawn inexorably toward my admittedly ample cleavage. It is a battle of will that is fascinating to observe. However, I need the information only you can provide, and I cannot have you distracted. You are distracted. There are five signs I can see right now. The rate of your breath, the battle against the gravity of my breasts, the pulse in your wrists is just slightly moving your cuff. You have licked your lips five times in the last minute, but yet you had a drink of water immediately prior to entering this residence. Elementary. There is a damp on your right cuff, but not your left. The water cup at the fountain across the way has a divot where a drop or two will escape down your wrist when you drink. And lastly, of course, there is an almost imperceptible spot of damp at your crotch. Yes, but the spot has doubled in size since you began noticing my chest. I believe that is called pre-cum. While I do not personally engage in the pursuit of carnal pleasure, I can understand its utility. Clearly, you will be of no use to me until you achieve orgasm. Orgasm. That means come. You'll need to come. I need you to have a clear head. This assignment is too important to allow you to be distracted. And I suppose that means I will need to be the one to do it. Do it. Make you come. No, not at all. This won't be the first time. Of course not. Everyone thinks I threw Moriarty off the Reichenbach Falls. Couldn't be further from the truth. I jerked him off over the falls. It fixed him, it'll fix you. Get it out. It. Your penis. Your cock, I believe the laboring classes call it. Get your cock out. Would it help if I bared my breast to you? Not at all. I only wish this bodice were less complicated. There. The objects of your fascination. I deduce you want to touch them. Well, because they are incredible. Large, firm, perky, and with these large nipples. Go on. You can touch and lick and nurse, and I will start the process of clearing your head. The prostitutes by Victoria Station say that lubrication makes it go quicker. And I can see by your hardening that you prefer lubrication as well. certainly have a fine, cock, sir. Warm and hard in my hand. And your enjoyment is evident. I can feel your pulse as I stroke. You must be enjoying your exploration of my bosom. It is evident, by the way, your cock is leaking. And while I have no personal interest in carnal matters beyond the evidence they reveal, I can admit that your attentions are not unpleasant. In fact, they are positively pleasant. Quite pleasant, in fact. Quite pleasant. Yes. Really fucking pleasant. Oh, fuck. I think I need to use more than my hand. For your own good. Naturally. Not for me. Help me down to my knees. What a gentleman. Now, this is, I believe, what less reputable women call a blowjob, despite the lack of blowing. An etymological oddity that bears investigation. As I understand it, it is more suck than blow. How is this? Is it as expected? I can see you are enjoying it. The way these balls have tightened and risen. The texture and taste of your cock on my tongue. It is smoothed and released pheromones. Quite delicious, in fact. Quite delicious. And the pre-cum continues to flow. Over my tongue and down my throat. Quite pleasant indeed. Your eyes are rolling back. I can see here from the edge of your eyelid is flickering. This indicates deep pleasure. But would the pleasure deepen if my throat did the same? I think it has. Yes, the volume of pre-ejaculate has increased. You enjoy my throat, and the way saliva has spilled down my chin and over my breasts. Perhaps you would enjoy placing your cock between them. Go ahead. We need you thoroughly drained. And I suppose I should start to squeeze my breasts together around you. The soft, slick skin and the pressure should increase your enjoyment. Does it? Interesting. I shall have to write a monograph on this. Me? Well, I suppose it's pleasant enough. I must admit, it is a bit stimulating. Well, yes, I am inflamed in my intimate area, if you must know. But it is only a psychological response. Most ordinary. It's not because I want this. This is for you. I get no carnal pleasure from the way your cock slides between my breasts. Its warmth. Its firmness. The way it leaks and throbs for me. The way feeling it makes me wet and needy. In fact, I think it's for the best if you insert your cock in me. In me. In my vagina. In my cunt. Just bend me over this desk and plow me. Yes, hurry. Bury your cock in my wet center. Fuck me. Oh, you are so warm and hot. I can't. It's hard to think. Yes, it's good. Very good. Very, very, very good. Really fucking good. Oh God. Oh my God. Yes. Mind that acid flask. Its position is precarious. Oh yes. Keep going. Faster. Fuck me harder. Yes, as hard as you want. Bounce off my ass. Make me a little whore. I want to be. I want to be your little slut. Use me. Use my cunt to make yourself come. Please, as soon as you can. I need it. No, don't pull out. Just come in me. I want it. I want your cum. Please, give it to me. Give it to me. Come in me. Fill me with your cum. Yes, I will come with you. I can't hold it. I have to come. Oh my. Wow. That was exactly what I expected would happen. Oh yes, definitely. I deduced that if I squeezed my muscles together at just the right moment, you would empty your balls into me. And you have. Do you feel much better? Better able to focus? In that case, start from the beginning. Tell me everything you saw and heard that night. No, no, you will not pull out. I can tell if you're lying by the way your cock moves inside me. A sort of detector of lies. Now tell me everything. Leave nothing out, sir. And we shall have my client's name cleared forthwith.